It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
When we last left the evil villain Dr. Steve, he had made a time and space jump back to the year 36 BC to crash the wedding of Roman General Mark Antony and Egyptian Queen Cleopatra. Disguising himself as a flower delivery boy, he was now at the front gates of the royal wedding hall.
Who are you?
I have brought the flowers for your wedding, Your Majesty.
Oh, my stars, they are so beautiful. You have done truly an exemplary job.
Why, Your Majesty, these flowers pale in comparison to the sight of Her Royal Majesty on this most blessed of days.
My aunt, you the sweet. You, my dear lowly flower delivery boy, have just charmed your way into the last seat at the royal wedding.
Your Majesty, it would be my incredible honor.
Oh no, Dr. Steve has just wormed his way into the wedding of Mark Antony and Cleopatra. Who will prevent him from completing his vile plan to steal the cake topper from the top of the wedding cake? Hopefully it will be our hero Dr. Floyd, his young protege Dr. Grant, and the faithful robot companion Chips, who have, at this very moment, landed their time and spaceship behind a small shop in Alexandria in 36 BC.
Come on, Dr. Grant, we've got to find Dr. Steve and Fidget before they can wreak any havoc here.
Where do you think they are, Dr. Floyd?
I don't know, but...
What? Where?
Our heroes turn around, and there behind the shop, they see an old man in his undergarments struggling to break free from the ropes that have his hands tied. They rush over to him and begin to help him up.
Thank you. I thought I was going to be stuck there all day.
What happened?
Well, I was loading my car to deliver the flowers to the royal reception hall for the big wedding when this evil-looking guy and his little friend came up and asked me about a vase I had for sale. The next thing I knew, he smacks me on the head with the vase, and now I wake up all bound and gagged and my car is gone.
Evil-looking guy and his little friend? That sounds like Dr. Stephen Fidget. Was the little guy sock-shaped?
Which is sock?
Never mind. Whose wedding were you delivering the flowers to?
Why, Her Royal Majesty Cleopatra. She's marrying some Italian general-type guy.
Jeepers, Dr. Floyd. Dr. Steve is headed to the marriage of Cleopatra and Mark Antony. We've got to stop him.
Yeah, good luck getting in. It's an invite-only type of affair. My brother gets to go because his band is playing the reception, and I asked him if he could get me in, but he said it'd be impossible.
Where does this brother of yours live?
Nearby. Why?
Because I've got a plan.
As Dr. Floyd lays out his plan, let's go now to the reception hall where the guests are filing in after witnessing the marriage of Mark Antony and Cleopatra.
Attention, everyone. Attention! Mark and I would like to thank you all for being here and making our special day even more special. And now, let us make merry. Please welcome the musical stylings of Little Tommy Tut and the Pharaohs of the Sun.
Sorry, Fidget, you have to stay hidden in my robe until we make our move. These musicians are pretty good. I really like the groove those three on the end with the big black fake-looking beards are laying down.
The three musicians with the big black fake-looking beards are none other than our heroes, Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips, in big black fake-looking beards.
There's Dr. Steve over there. What should we do, Dr. Floyd?
Just keep playing your Mizmar, Dr. Grant, and keep an eye on Dr. Steve. We'll just wait for him to make his move.
The evening carried on, and as Dr. Steve waited to make his move, Dr. Floyd and the gang waited for Dr. Steve to make his move. They sat through the presentation of gifts from Cleopatra's mother.
And finally, we are giving you two your very own 60-foot private bar.
You are the best mommy in the whole world!
They sat through the maid of honor speech.
Oh my gosh, Patty and I have totally done everything together. We got matching tattoos, we both bought those pet snakes, and I just hope that one day I'll meet a man as nice, charming, and wealthy as Mark.
And they sat through the best man speech.
Yeah, it's truly an honor to be Mark's best man today. Of course, it was an honor to be his best man in his other four weddings, too.
Okay, okay. That's enough. Let's all dance now. Tommy, a song, please.
Thank you, Mark. A one and a two.
Okay, Fidget, there's the cake, and on top of the cake is the cake topper that's going to make me rich. At the end of this next song, I want you to hop out and watch my back. I'll grab the cake topper, and we'll both be back in a time and space dream before anyone is the wiser.
Oh, no, Dr. Steve is about to make his move. Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips notice him shifting in his chair.
Dr. Grant, it looks like Dr. Steve's going to make his move.
What are we going to do, Dr. Floyd?
Just follow my lead.
As the song they are playing finishes, Dr. Floyd leans over and whispers in the band leader, Tommy Tut, ear. Dr. Steve, meanwhile, is just getting to his feet as Tommy smiles and steps forward to address the crowd. I will now need the volunteer to help me demonstrate this next number. You there, sir. Thank you for volunteering.
Me?
Yes, don't be bashful. Come up here and you can lead us in this next dance while they cut the cake. Let's hear it for him, folks. The crowd eggs Dr. Steve on as he meekly moves to the front of the room to the dance floor. All right, the band, let's hit it. A one and a two. Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips all laugh as Dr. Steve is forced to lead the chicken dance. And soon the entire dance floor is filled with people dancing right along with Dr. Steve.
Fidget!
Fidget, help me!
Dr. Steve gets no help from Fidget, though, and he is forced to watch as the top layer of the wedding cake is removed and given to Mark, Anthony, and Cleopatra, who take it and slip off to their honeymoon suite. For the rest of the evening, Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips made sure the music never stopped, and that Dr. Steve was always picked to lead the dances. Finally, when the last of the guests had left, we find Dr. Steve staggering towards the front door of the hall.
Come on, Fidget, let's go back to the ship. I need to soak my feet.
Did you have fun dancing, Dr. Steve?
Dr. Steve looks up to see Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips standing in front of him, all removing their big, black, fake-looking beards.
Floyd, why I oughta... Oh, who am I kidding? I'm much too tired to make any threats. Come along, Fidget, let's go.
Dr. Steve and Fidget go back to their ship, as do our heroes, who have pledged to follow Dr. Steve wherever he goes in time and space. Where will Dr. Steve go next? Will Dr. Floyd and the gang be able to thwart him? And why has Dr. Steve kept the fact that he's an elegant and graceful dancer to himself all these years? Find out here, next week, on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd!